Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
My name is Mackenzie, and I started a GoFundMe for the adoptive mother of a nonverbal autistic child. The mother had lost her job because she wasn't able to find adequate care for this autistic child. So she really needed some help with living expenses, paying some back bills. So I launched a GoFundMe to help support them during this crisis. And we raised about $10,000 within just a couple of months. I think that the surprising thing was by telling a clear story and just like really being very clear about what we needed, we had some really generous donations from people who were really moved by the situation that this family was struggling with.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This podcast is supported by GoFundMe.
Welcome back to the Unknown Soldiers podcast. I am your host, James Hauser, and I hope you're all doing well. So today I'm just doing a quick update on the state of the podcast. Nothing big. My main purpose here is to give you guys a bunch of meta info about the podcast, where it is, where it's been, where it's going. This is where, just for a bit, I'm going to discuss the podcast as a whole with you guys. I promise I won't be that long. So over the next few minutes or so, I'm going to talk about a few things. First, the state of the podcast and how far it's come. Second, podcast structure, what works, what doesn't, and possible new kinds of episodes in the future. Third, a few frequently asked questions. Fourth, I'm going to go into possible topics for future episodes or series. That will probably take a little while. I've received a lot of suggestions and I want to address them. I also want to bounce some ideas off of you guys and see what you think. Finally, what you can expect coming up, what you can look forward to, the next few episodes, future series, looking ahead to the end of season 3 and maybe into season 4. That's probably what you really want to hear about, right? Okay, so let's get started. I'm not even going to do the usual disclaimer since it's not necessary. All right, so let's take a look at how far the Unknown Soldiers podcast has come. It has been a little over 4 years since I released Episode 1, Graveyard of Empires, and what a wild ride it has been. Look at all that content. Look at the feed below this episode. Hours and hours of nonsense. I'm proud of it. Most of it. Some of it I wish I could go back and redo. Like, I listen to some of the older episodes, and I don't think I sound quite right, and she's like, but that's just how it goes. And I'll be honest, I had no idea it would ever be this big. When I released that first episode, I had 10 listeners. 10 first day downloads. And that was almost all family and friends. I was just happy that 10 people wanted to hear me yap about history for an hour and a half. 4 years later, I released the final part of my series on Afghanistan, and I had 479 first day downloads. I went from 10 to 479. And within a week, I had 2,000 total downloads in episode 60. You might be thinking, James, that doesn't sound like that much. And maybe you're right, but don't rain on my parade, okay? But that still puts me into like the top 2-3% of podcasts worldwide. This ain't no big thing yet, but it keeps growing. And I'm extremely happy that every single one of you is here. And I hope you're ready for more adventures coming down the road. But we gotta pump those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers. I want to try and find a way to expand my outreach in the future if I can. My main problem is that I might need to work with a marketer to do it. I'm not a great marketer. My big flaw is that I'm not good at self-promotion. I just like to make the content, man. That's what I want to do. I want to talk about history to you guys. I don't want to figure out the search engine optimization and stuff like that. I don't want to do that. But my big limitation is that this podcast is currently not monetized. 4 years and I'm not monetized. I want to get a lot of content out there. I want to tell you everything I know and give you guys what you want, but there's only so much time in the day. As I've said before, this is practically a one-man show, with Mrs. Unknown Soldiers Podcast helping out when she can, but for each episode, I read about 4 to 5 books, outline, write, edit, record, edit the recording, and publish. And it's me. I don't really believe in sacrificing accuracy or quality to make the content come out faster, which is why I'll never be a successful YouTuber. And of course, I have other things to do. The thing that keeps me from becoming Dan Carlin or Mike Duncan or Joe Kasabian at Lions Led by Donkeys or what have you is that I work 40 hours a week at a day job and one weekend a month with the Army National Guard. And I have like a family and friends and stuff on top of that. If I could do this as my job, I would love to, but the bills gotta get paid. The podcast is not yet profitable enough for me to make this my day job. Your donations, guys, are great, and I appreciate every single one of them. You guys have put the podcast in the green. It's not in the red, it's in the green, but it can't substitute for my salary. So guys, I might have to bow to the inevitable eventually and get some marketing, do some SEO optimization, some monetization, something like that. Might have to sell out to the man. Thinking of creating a Patreon with some paid content. That's a maybe project for the future, but guys, if more advertisements do start popping up on the pod, if my cool campaign narrative gets interrupted with an ad for Skillshare or Raid Shadow Legends, we're all trying to get by in this economy, right? So at this point, as big as the podcast has gotten, monetization is something I've got to start thinking about. Speaking of how far the podcast has come, remember when short rounds were 30 minutes or less? Remember when episodes were an hour and a half? Pepperidge Farm remembers. I started this podcast super concerned that my episodes would be too long and I'd talk too much. You guys would get bored and leave. So I had some very strict length limits I placed on myself. Then I started breaking those limits and no one cared. You guys wanted more. So I made them even longer and you guys wanted more. I think what really opened my eyes was when I did episode number 53, World War 622 AD. At the time, that was my longest episode about a war most people knew nothing about. And it wasn't like a huge topic or anything, and for whatever reason, it took off. People loved it. Y'all kept emailing me about it, and for some reason, I got a huge spike of new listeners out of that episode. That episode was out for 2 weeks, and it's just normal growth. I can see the normal growth in my listeners on it. And then it just takes off. And I don't know why. I still don't have an explanation for it. All I can think is that it got shared somewhere or someone mentioned it in another podcast or in a YouTube video or something, because that episode got double the listens of any episode before that. And I have no idea what caused it to take off like that. So if you know, please message me or email me so I can do that again. So yeah, that kind of broke my taboo on episode length. They just kept getting longer. The most recent episode is 3 hours long. Now that's a bit much to be doing every single time. Plus, the short rounds are no longer short. I already broke that rule pretty hard back in 2024 with the Dom Pedro short round, but it has only gotten worse. Some of the short rounds I did for the Soviet-Afghan War were longer than some of the first few main episodes I published. This whole situation is out of control. Nothing means anything anymore. Right is left, up is down, dogs and cats living together. So I'm going to change a few things. We're going to change some things around here. First, if a short round is longer than an hour, it's just an episode now. It's just a regular episode with a number and a soundtrack and everything. There's no point in not making it a full episode at that point. Second, I'm making the episodes more modular. I started the podcast doing episodes with 3 big sections with breaks in between them. And I think of these sections as chapters. You've kind of gotten the drift that like these are chapterized almost. Like I was even still writing the Soviet-Afghan War series and having it be chapterized, like chapter 1, the Soviets, chapter 2, the Afghans, chapter 3, the coups, etc., etc. And so I started doing 3 chapters at first, then I moved to 4 chapters, and then for the Soviet-Afghan War, I started doing 5 and just didn't stop. I think I'm going to cap it at 5. Anything more than 5 chapters, it just needs to be a 2-parter or it needs to be a series. Like, if it gets to 6 chapters, just turn it into 2 episodes, 3 chapters each. But that doesn't mean I can't tell shorter stories. Maybe an episode only needs 2, 3, or 4 chapters, and I'm going to work with that. So if I have full episodes coming out that are a little bit shorter than these behemoths I've been cranking out lately, well, that's what happened. Not every event, not everything that happened in history needs a 3-hour treatment. Can you imagine if I did a 3-hour treatment of the tree at the DMZ? It was a tree. I'm not doing 3 hours on a tree. You can only stretch that so far. Like, okay, one of my fans, who's written to me before, is a young man from Belgium who has been asking me to do a famous battle from his country's history called the Battle of the Golden Spurs. I'll tell him right now, I do plan to do an episode on this battle in the next year or so, just for him. He's been asking me to do it for so long, I might as well. But it's a relatively short story, so I plan to tackle it in a full episode with only 2 chapters, like probably 1 hour, 15 minutes or so. So that's how I plan to evolve the structure of this podcast a bit. I've stopped worrying about length so much, but also, not everything needs a 3-hour episode. I have limits, even if you guys don't. Finally, there's a type of episode that I have not done in a long time, and it's probably not coming back unless you guys really want it to come back. And that's Unfiltered Soldiers. They weren't as popular, people didn't like them as much, and I got frustrated trying to record them. They're probably not going to come back. Sorry if you liked them, but I actually found them to be more work than a regular episode because I kept going back to make sure the things I was saying were true. Like, oh, I'm speaking off the cuff. Oh my God, I need to check. Was that really on that date? I was obsessing over it. So when they were meant to be less work, they were actually more work somehow, believe it or not. In the future, I would like to do some more interviews. I have been approached for interviews, but almost all of them were mass chain emails that were promotionals for a product, or a movie, or a song. And that's just not really what I do. I mean, it might have been like giving them airtime and going to give me more content, but I feel like that's not what I do. I would love to do some interviews with academic historians, or local historians, or other military history podcasters. I tried to arrange a couple during the hiatus, but the plans fell through. I would love the opportunity to talk with some of the folks who write the books I use for my research. Just sometimes it's hard to get in touch with them. So putting this out there, if you know one of these folks, or if you just want to talk about your doctoral thesis or shoot the shit with me about Civil War generals for 1.5 hours, please feel free to drop me a line and I'll see what we can do. All right, let's get into some FAQs. Some frequently asked questions or comments I've seen in the Spotify comments or in emails or what have you. First, unless I get some serious and pretty widespread negative feedback, I'm probably going to keep the sound effects for the quotes and I'm probably going to keep the music. Some people commented and said they don't like them, but I've gotten a lot more people that did comment and said they did. I've done a lot to fine-tune both of those since the podcast started. I'm aware that there have been music mix issues in the past, so now I double-check and triple-check to make sure that the music isn't too loud or too obnoxious. But I think the quotes and the music are part of my style. Most people seem to like them and they do a lot to set the tone, so they're probably going to stay. Speaking of the music, people have noticed that episodes number 4 and 11 vanished from Spotify. That is because they got hit by copyright strikes. All the music I use is Creative Commons, or I have purchased a license to use it. And those licenses are usually pretty cheap. That's part of where your donations go, is to secure decent music that doesn't sound like garbage. Those episodes, though, had music that I thought was public domain, but it wasn't. That was very early in the podcast when I wasn't quite as careful as I should have been, and that was on me. So now Jacobite Wars Part 1 is missing from Spotify, confusing many a new listener that has tried to explore my back catalog. Unfortunately, I will have to re-record those episodes to remove the music, which I will probably do down the road. In the meantime, I understand Spotify is a big platform, but as far as I know, they were only taken down on Spotify. The episodes are still available on most other streaming sites and my website if you want to listen to them there. I'm going to fix that eventually when I have the time. I'm getting episodes 4 and 11 back up at some point. I just got to be able to do it. One listener has pointed out, thankfully, that I keep mispronouncing Bulgaria. And you're right. I kept saying Bulgaria. I fixed it. Bulgaria. I've got it now. Thanks. I know some of the older ones I still said Bulgaria. I fixed it. All right. I'm about to get to the most frequently asked questions of all. You guys have given me many, and I mean many, suggestions for future episodes. And I ask for that. I solicit that. I want to know what you guys want to hear about. I always want you guys to message me or email me and tell me what you want me to talk about. Doesn't mean I'll necessarily do it. One of the things I pride myself on is making people care about things they've literally never heard of. So some of your suggestions I will file away and I might not act on. But every suggestion I get from one of my listeners at least gets my consideration. It goes on my list. And as you'll see at the end of this update, sometimes I do respond to peer pressure. Sometimes I do give you guys what you want. So if I get a repeated and particularly passionate plea to do some historical topic, I might end up doing it. Guys, though, I have a giant Word document containing all my possible ideas for future episodes and series. If you suggest something, the odds are it was already on the list. But maybe I highlight it or put an asterisk next to it, like, hey, people want to hear about this, and this is an idea I already had, so maybe look into that a little harder. Okay, there are a few suggestions, especially for series, or mostly series, a few standalone episodes that I've heard over and over. I'm going to go through the ones that I've been repeatedly given. Number one, the French War in Indochina, 1945-54, France's Vietnam War before the Americans got involved. And I do have tentative plans to do that at some point. Not soon, but at some point. Although, if there's a French colonial war I'm really interested in doing someday, it's not really Indochina. I'm much more interested in Algeria. That's a fascinating story, and I'd love to talk about it. Number two, the War of the Pacific, a big war between Peru, Bolivia, and Chile in the 1870s and 1880s. This is, besides the Paraguayan War, the other big conventional Latin American war of the late 19th century. And I hadn't really given that one a huge amount of thought until like four or five of you separately emailed me asking me to do it. So, actually, put a pin in that one. We'll come back to that in a few minutes. Number three, quite a few Brazilian listeners who love the Paraguayan War series have asked me to do an episode on Brazil's involvement in World War II. Like anyone from Brazil who emails me, and quite a few people have emailed me from Brazil, have said, hey, we love the Paraguayan War. Can you please do an episode on Brazil and World War II? And, you know, another one that I thought people wouldn't be that interested in, but I stand corrected. Put a pin in that one, too. Number four, a bunch of you guys really want more episodes on the American Indian Wars. I've heard the French and Indian Wars, the Seminole Wars, King Philip's War. I think at some point down the road, I'll do a lot more America-centric episodes, including more about the American Indian Wars, just not in the very near future. Like, most of the third season is going to focus on Europe. Most of the fourth season, I want to focus on non-Western empires. And I think if I ever get to season five, that's going to be a very America-heavy season. But two of the big ones on my mind that I do want to do someday are the Indian Wars in the Northwest Territory, including St. Clair's defeat in the Battle of Fallen Timbers, and definitely the Seminole Wars. Two things I definitely want to talk about in the future. Number five, the Winter War, Finland versus the Soviet Union in 1939. That's a big one. Lots of people have asked me about it. Again, put a pin in that one. Just keep that one on your mind. Number six, the Boer Wars in South Africa. That is a someday topic. That is something that if the podcast goes long enough, I do intend to talk about. But it would be a pretty hefty series, running about 4 to 5 episodes, to cover everything up to the Maurits Rebellion in 1914. So, down the road, certainly. Number seven, the Spanish Civil War. Something I'm thinking about more imminently. Definitely something I want to tackle. It's fascinating and complicated and has a lot of relevance for the 20th century and the modern world. I don't have solid plans to do it soon, but it keeps coming up in my mind as something I want to do sooner rather than later. Number eight, the Rhodesian Bush War. You guys want me to do another Cold War insurgency? After that thing that I just did? Again, put a pin in that one. Number 9, the Opium Wars. Been suggested a couple times. I would like to do the Opium Wars, but what I really want to do is a longer series about the Taiping Rebellion and make the Opium Wars part of that broader story. The Second Opium War actually takes place during and ties into the Taiping Rebellion, after all. So I want to integrate the Opium Wars into a general, longer series about China in the 1850s to 60s. Yeah. Number 10, the Zulu Wars. Fun fact, I was originally going to do the Zulu Wars instead of the Imjin War back in Season 1, but then I remembered how insane the Imjin Wars, and I was like, no, I have to talk about that. And I kind of feel like the Zulu Wars have been covered to death in various other podcasts and mediums. Redcoat History Podcast does a good series on it, I believe. But maybe we'll get around to it if I get interested or if enough people request it. Number 11. This is a one-shot, always going to be. World War II in Manchuria. Yes, so for those of you who don't know, during World War II, the Soviet Union and the Japanese, despite being like allied and Axis, didn't fight each other much. They were in kind of a Mexican standoff over the far eastern border around Manchuria. They fought two major campaigns, one at the beginning of the war in 1939, and one at the end of the war in 1945. And I'm looking to cover in both of those in a single episode at some point down the road. And number 12, the Aleutian Islands campaign of World War II. An unusual number of people have brought this one up in the last few months, and I'm giving it a hard look for an episode-sized treatment. That'll probably be a shorter episode, like 3 chapters or so. You only need so much context. I don't need to explain what World War II was to you people. And finally, the German Wars of Unification. Lots of folks, European and American listeners, have wanted me to do various aspects of these conflicts. I've been asked to do the Schleswig War, the Franco-Prussian War, you name it. Well, guys, again, keep that one in mind. We're going to come back to that one in a few minutes. So those are the topics you guys have suggested. And I will be doing some of them. I'll even be doing some of them soon. But we'll save that for the end. What are the topics I'm looking at? What topics do I want to cover in the future? Basically all of them. I want to talk about everything. Like, y'all, you have no idea the level of ideas I've popped up about this podcast. I have a whole mess of one-shot episodes and series I plan to do someday. Like I said, they're all in this massive list I have. There are a few episodes I plan to do over the last few years that did kind of drop off the agenda, to be honest. One of them was an episode about the Dreyfus Affair that I planned to do years ago and just never got to. I have like half a script sitting around somewhere in my files. Maybe I'll get back to it someday. But basically, any smaller war, any single campaign, an interesting figure with a long career, anything I can describe in like 2 hours and give the full James Hauser treatment, that'll get a single episode. Too many of them to describe off the bat. Like just looking at my list. I'm going to tell you what's on my list right now for like episode ideas. Let's see. The Roman Emperor Trajan, the Roman Emperor Aurelian, the Jugurthine War, Julian the Apostate, an expanded description of the Spartan defeat at Leuctra, an episode on the Sasanian Persian Empire, an episode about Sun Tzu, Sun Bin, Wuzi, and the early Chinese military theorists. Going down the list, the Magyars, the Swiss mercenaries, King Edward I, the Mongol invasions in the Middle East, the Mongol invasion of Russia, the Russian defeat of the Mongols at Kulikovo and the Ugra River, Sir Francis Drake on the Spanish Main, the Mapuche Rebellion against the Spanish, the Pueblo Revolt, the Russian conquest of Siberia, the Portuguese conquests in India and Malacca, the Swedish War of Independence against Denmark, etc., 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 etc. Like, guys, it's not productive for me to finish that list right now. I have ideas. I have lots of ideas. Will I ever do all of them? Probably not. But a bunch of stuff is on the list for one-shot episodes. If you suggest something, maybe it's on the list. Probably is. And if it's not, it's going on the list if you suggest it. Now let's move on to what you really want to hear about. Future series. When I started this podcast, I made a short list of stories that I really wanted to tell that needed to be told in series format. That list included the Imjin War, the Crimean War, the Philippine-American War, and the Paraguayan War. the Jacobite Wars I decided to do with the last minute as my first series after I researched my family history for a little bit and found that personal connection. And the Soviet-Afghan War was a late addition. I decided I was going to do that after I finished reading about Afghanistan for the Anglo-Afghan Wars. I'm like, yeah, I'm definitely going to do the Soviet-Afghan War now. The other wars on that list I wrote at the very beginning of this podcast, though the ones I would really love to do before this podcast is over, are as follows. The Peloponnesian War, the Arab conquests of the Middle East, the Hundred Years' War, the 80 Years' War, the Wars of Louis XIV, the Great Northern War, the British conquest of India, the War of 1812, the Mexican-American War, the Taiping Rebellion, the German Wars of Unification, the Italian Wars of Unification, the Boer War, the Irish War of Independence and the Troubles, the Spanish Civil War, the Korean War, the Indo-Pakistani Wars, the Iran-Iraq War, and the Falklands War. These are all conflicts that I had in mind when I started this podcast. These ideas are the core of Unknown Soldiers. Yes, that is a lot. No, I probably won't get to all of them. If I prioritize a few of them in the near future, I'm looking at Season 4 for the Taiping Rebellion and the Opium Wars. I am also dead set, you know, before I get put in my grave, I want to cover the Korean War at some point. Though that series will be big. Also on the list, as sort of like subcategories, are some forgotten fronts of the world wars. It has always been my intention, maybe another Season 4 thing, to do a series on the China-Burma-India theater of World War II. The Burma Campaign, the Burma Road, Imphal Kohima, much, much bigger and more important than it sounds. Merrill's Marauders, I really want to do that. And the Balkan and Middle Eastern theaters of World War I. The Middle Eastern theater of World War I, so much of modern history is linked to 1911 to 1923 in the Middle East. There's a lot to talk about. I would also like to do some series on non-Western empires and dynasties, which are its own subcategory in the things I want to talk about someday. My short list for that would be the Aztecs, the Byzantines, the Ottomans. Any Chinese dynasty is fascinating. I would love to do a series on the Qin Han Dynasty or the Tang Dynasty or the Ming Dynasty. Just don't get me started. The Mughal Empire, the Mali and Songhai Empires, the Majapahit Empire down in Indonesia. Man. Okay, one of the things that I get super excited about is the idea of doing a series on the rise of the Ottoman Empire. I'm just gauging interest on that. I am a little bit obsessed with the Ottomans. Not only are these a crazy series of conflicts with wild technology and big dramatic battles, not only is it my favorite time period, the early modern period, because people go hard in the 16th century, everyone involved in the Ottoman Empire is absolutely off the wall insane. These people are nuts. All the sultans and their queens and their mothers and their viziers and their generals, they are all just lunatics, and I love them for it. And of course, I would have to talk about the Ottomans' opponents. Shah Ismail I, the psychotic religious teenager who founded modern Persia. Freaking Vlad Dracul, Dracula, the Impaler, that guy. The Polish winged hussars, the Mamelukes, the Hungarians, the Venetians. Don't get me started. Just seeing what you guys think. Gauging interest. A series about the Ottomans. Could be fun. Again, kind of toying with that for Season 4. I'm thinking about making Season 4 the Empire season. I had this concept of like the Ottomans, the Taiping Rebellion, the Aztec Empire, and even each of the small episodes would be, the one-shot episodes would be like the Assyrians or the Indonesian Empire or some other smaller empire that doesn't get talked about enough. Just a thought. Now, there are some wars that I think are almost too huge for me to tackle. Like, these are so big, there's so much going on, that I get an aneurysm almost thinking about it. Like, even in the Soviet-Afghan War, I had to keep, like, 5 or 6 plot threads on the burner all the time and keep rotating through them. Like, every single episode I had to start, okay, let's check on the Soviets, let's check on the DRA, let's check on the Mujahideen, let's check on Massoud, let's check on Hekmatyar, let's see how the Americans and the Pakistanis and the Soviets are doing. Like, you just gotta run all the bases of all these different factions that are involved. And that was pretty nuts. And then something like the 30 Years' War is going to actually drive me insane. A few others in that category. The Italian Wars, the Russian Civil War, the Chinese Civil War, even the 7 Years' War is just freaking huge. Like, look, okay, the narratives are so much easier for me to tell when it's one guy versus one guy. Two different sides. That simplifies things so much. Because the more factions you get involved, it's fun, it's interesting, it's crazy, but it's so much to describe. The 30 Years' War. By the time that war ends, none of the people who started it are alive. There's not even the same freaking war anymore. And crazy nonsense is going on the entire time. There are like 50 big important battles, and everyone gets involved all over Europe. There are parts of the 30 Years' War that happened in Brazil. Freaking Nzinga of Ndongo all the way down in Africa gets caught up in the 30 Years' War. I mapped out the 30 Years War series, guys. Like, if I did this, how would I do it? I did like my O.J. Simpson thing, if I did it, you know. It might be like 10 full episodes. That's a commitment and a half. That's a year's worth of content. If I gave this thing the full analytical James Hauser treatment it deserves, it would be like 10 episodes. That would be so much work. That'd be a long time for you to hear me talking about the Swedes and the French and the Austrians over and over and over. Unless I start releasing episodes like weekly or bi-weekly again, but that would require me to be unemployed to do that. Or neglectful of Mrs. Unknown Soldiers, in which case she'll stop doing the quotes, and then I have to pretend to be a woman for the female quotes, and none of us want that. If this podcast goes on long enough, or if it becomes profitable, maybe I will do those crazy big wars someday. Maybe. I mean, there's a lot to say about the Chinese Civil War, the Russian Civil War, or even the 30 Years' War. Maybe someday. Finally, let's talk about what I don't plan to do for different reasons. This is the Unknown Soldiers podcast. I am trying to cover things that most podcasters and YouTubers and TV documentaries and pop history content creators do not cover or cover badly. If I feel like it's a subject that is well-trodden ground, like the American Revolution, or the big famous World War campaigns, or the big famous Civil War battles, or the Napoleonic Wars, or, I don't know, the Punic Wars, or the campaigns of Alexander or Julius Caesar, that's not really what I'm here to do. Now don't get me wrong, guys, I'm a history nut. I love talking about unknown soldiers, but I'm not made of stone. I love a good D-Day book just as much as the next nerd. I mean, if I could talk about all 26 of Napoleon's marshals for 5 hours and have you listen to it, I would do it. Sometimes a history nut just wants to talk about Gettysburg. I could probably record a 4-hour episode series about Gettysburg easily. I could probably hammer it out in the next 3 days or so. I'm an American military history nut. I was reading books about Gettysburg when I was 10 years old. I can tell you all the brigades that were there and what generals were killed there right this minute. Some of my ancestors were there. But that's not what this podcast is. The entire appeal of what I do here is that I'm not talking about the usual stuff. I know that very well. When people write to me, when people email me or message me, what they say about this podcast when they recommend it is he talks about things that don't get talked about. I know what my lane is. But if I had more time, I would think about doing a separate podcast or a few series featuring some of these well-known campaigns. Just the James Hauser version. I've toyed with this idea, maybe a podcast called Great Campaigns. New twists and new takes on some very well-known military history, told in my unique, apparently popular, pretty popular style. I already decided that if I ever did this, the first 3 campaigns would be Normandy 1944, the Greco-Persian Wars 490-479 BC, and Sherman's March 1864-65. But that's just me fantasizing. Let's be honest, guys, I don't have the time for that. A great campaign podcast is just on the backest of back burners. It is an idea I have put way in the back of the cabinet. Unless. Nope, gotta focus. Moving on. Okay, guys, that's a little discussion of what I would like to do someday. Distant, possible plans. But now let's talk about imminent plans. The moment you've been waiting for. What do I have planned for the rest of Season 3? Heads up. I'm making commitments. I'm saying this is what I'm going to do. I'm probably going to regret promising some of this, but here we go. The rest of this season will be very Europe-heavy. I have a lot of very passionate European listeners who have made a lot of requests, and we've spent a lot of time outside of Europe in the podcast lately, so we're going to knock back around Europe for quite a while this time. For the next few episodes, we are going back in time quite a ways. Now, that's right, y'all. We are going on another excursion to the ancient and medieval worlds. Gonna spend some quality time with chainmail and swords and battering rams and, really horrible people. And to start off, we're going all the way back to the Roman Empire. Something I will be trying to do in this season is companion pieces, like two episodes that tackle two separate events with a similar theme. So the next two episodes of this podcast will tackle two different rebellions against the Roman Empire. Two rebellions that took place very close together in time, but very far apart in space, at the opposite ends of the empire. In episode number 61, we will be talking about something called the Jewish Revolt, or the First Roman-Jewish War. The Jewish Rebellion against Rome from 66 to 74 AD, with our tour guide, a slippery figure named Josephus. This is the story of Jerusalem, the year of the four emperors, and Masada. And in episode 62, we'll be going to the other side of the empire to meet a Celtic warrior queen. This episode will talk about the Roman conquest of Britain, including Boudica of the Iceni and her rebellion against the legions. And then we will compare these two rebellions, along with a third rebellion we've already talked about, the Germans, Arminius, and the Teutoburg Forest. We'll talk about how Rome responded to these rebellions, how these rebellions were waged, why they succeeded or failed, and what it means. In episodes number 63 and number 64, we will be moving forward to the Middle Ages. And in these episodes, we will meet two English knights. Two knights who became famous in their time periods, are still famous to medieval historians and history buffs, but are unknown to most people today. But these two knights were very different men, and they lived in very different ages. Warfare and ideas about warfare changed and evolved throughout the medieval period, and we're going to see that change through the lives of these two men. It's another companion piece. Episode number 63 will feature Sir William Marshall, who became an icon for his honor and loyalty, the perfect knight, whether he deserved it or not. In episode number 64, we'll feature Sir John Hawkwood, who was so cunning and ruthless that he became the archetypal mercenary of the Middle Ages. I do plan one or two more episodes in the Middle Ages. I've been promising more content about medieval Europe for some time, and I'm basically getting that out of my system right now. But after that, we'll be moving on to more modern times. I'm not going to make too many promises for the rest of Season 3, but there are four episodes. I'm not sure when I'm going to do them, but four episodes I'm definitely going to do. I'm making a promise. First, you guys have spoken and I have answered. Yes, I will be doing an episode on the War of the Pacific, 1879 to 1884, between Chile on one side and Peru and Bolivia on the other. Yeah, looks like we're going back to South America, y'all. Second, I will be doing an episode on the Rhodesian Bush War. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you're coming to this episode wanting to hear about how awesome the soldiers of Rhodesia were, you are probably going to be disappointed. I expect this episode will get me more hate mail than any episode I've ever done, mainly because certain corners of the internet are obsessed with Rhodesia for all the wrong reasons. But I ain't gonna let that stop me. There are some facts that need to be straightened out about this whole Rhodesia business, and I aim to do that. Third, I think it's time that our neighbors to the north, or my neighbors, got some love and attention. So I will be doing an episode on Canada and its involvement in World War I. Kind of like how I shone the spotlight in Australia in World War II. This is a big event in Canadian history that really helped to forge that nation. And now I can finally have something to point to when someone asks me, hey, what has Canada ever done? People actually said this, you know, to me, teachers and stuff like that. My high school history teacher's like, well, Canada's never really done anything. Yeah, Canada's done some things. We're going to talk about it. And we're going back to the Western Front, to Flanders Fields, to Vimy Ridge, and beyond. Finally, to my Brazilian friends, yes, I will be doing an episode about the Brazilian Expeditionary Force in World War II. That one will probably be a little bit shorter, about 2 to 3 chapters, but I will give the Cobras Fumantes the attention and credit they deserve. So those are 4 single episodes I'm definitely doing. Not sure of the order yet, but they're happening. I'm making a commitment, and we'll see if I eat that commitment. All right, what else? I'll be telling a few more longer, multi-episode stories in this season, including a couple of two-parters. Way back in season 1, I did a 2-parter on the Barbary Wars, because they weren't long enough for a multi-episode series, but too big to fit into 1 episode. So it didn't get 3 episodes, it got 2. Well, I'm doing the same thing again for 2 different events. The first 2-parter, probably in spring 2026, will feature one of the wildest little wars I've ever heard of. These are the Hussite Wars, a religious conflict that took place in Bohemia, the modern-day Czech Republic, or Czechia, from 1419 to 1434. And the Hussite Wars are so nuts because they feature some of the first effective uses of gunpowder weapons on the European battlefield. And because the main Hussite general, Jan Žižka, I mispronounced that, I'm certain I did, and I'll do better when the episode comes out, this guy was literally blind, but that didn't stop him from being one of the most brilliant generals in military history. And I have not seen anyone talk about this war anywhere, and it's fascinating, and I'm gonna do it. The Hussite Wars will be a 2-part miniseries. Next, we're gonna give another small country its day in the limelight, another small European country. This will be the story of how, against all odds, Finland survived World War II. This story will include the Winter War, the Continuation War, and the Lapland War. Basically, all the phases of Finnish involvement in the Second World War. That will be either 2 or 3 episodes. I haven't decided which. That one's still a ways out. And finally, I have one giant series on my agenda. One of the most requested wars or set of wars I've ever been asked to talk about. And one I always meant to talk about. These are the German Wars of Unification, including the Schleswig War, the Austro-Prussian War, and the Franco-Prussian War. This is the story of Otto von Bismarck, Helmut von Moltke, Napoleon III, the battles of Königgrätz and Sedan, and the rise of the German Empire. I'm also probably planning to mix in stuff like, why is Austria Austria-Hungary? Why did Austria become Austria-Hungary? And what was the Paris Commune? Some cool stuff to fit into that story. Now, this is a story that has been told, and it's almost always told from the point of view of the Prussians and the Germans. They're the protagonists. It's their story, for most people. But of course, I've got to put the James Hauser spin on things. I got to see the unknown soldiers. We need to see the other side. What was the French experience? The Austrian experience? What was the Danish experience from Denmark of this war? What was the experience of the other German states, Bavaria, Saxony, Hanover, Baden, Württemberg, and how do they fit into the story? And the final twist, most histories of the German Wars of Unification begin in 1864 with the Schleswig War, but I don't think they do. No, this story has to begin with the very first German War of Unification. The one that took place in one of the most important years of European history that very few people know about. The War of German Unification that failed. I'm talking, of course, about 1848. That year is where our story, the story of how Germany became a unified nation, will have to begin. So I anticipate I will do the Germany series at some point next year, summer to early autumn 2026. That will probably be 5 to 6 episodes. So with the Soviet-Afghan War in our rearview mirror, the next big series you can look for coming up. With all that being said, when is the next episode? Guys, I made a lot of promises today. My biggest promises that I don't keep are always on timing. Just so you guys know, the wife and I will be on vacation for a couple of weeks in September. We are actually headed to Scotland. It's going to be great, and yes, there are plans to stop by the battlefield at Culloden, but what that means is that it may be a while before the next episode is ready. I'm going to try to get it out before that trip, but it may be until late September that I get it done. But my point is, if I'm out for a bit, I'm not gone. I'm coming back. And the next time you hear from me, we'll be going back to the Middle East, circa 70 AD, to a land that wasn't Israel, it wasn't Palestine, it was Judea. See you in a few weeks, maybe less, maybe more, for one of the greatest wars of the ancient era, the Roman-Jewish War, the climactic siege of Jerusalem, in one of history's great last stands, at a place called Masada. So look out for episode 61, Wailing Walls, only here on Unknown Soldiers.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Law 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week.
Save